Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Shabbos Daf Mem Hei. As we've been discussing the various sugyas of Hilchas Muktzah on Shabbos, today's Daf, the Gemara quotes a Braisa where we find Muktzah by Noi Sukkah. The Gemara lists all the different possibilities of things a person would hang in their Sukkah. The Gemara says that it's Osir L'Stapik Mehen Admer Tzay Yomtif Ha'achrin. It's Muktzah until after Yomtif. However, Vim Hisna Alein Akalim V'Tanoi. If a person makes a Tanai that he wants to use it on Yomtif, it's not muktzah. He's allowed to use it. And Tosfos speaks out, Dibur HaMaskel Ve'im, quotes the Gemara in Maseches Beya, that it has to be that it fell down, because if not, there's a problem of being Soser and oil. Akalpanim is a possibility to have the usage of these Noi Sukkah even before Sukkah is over. Now there's a big machlokes when it comes to Shabbos. Could a person make a Tanai on something which is muktzah at the beginning of Shabbos, that he wants to use it on Shabbos, and then at that point, it's no longer going to be Muktzah. We have Tosfos on Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph that assumes that it's not possible to make a Tanai on Shabbos to take off the Din Muktzah, and Tosfos even asks, why is it different than Sukkah? And Tosfos says that by Sukkah, a person set up the Sukkah, Mizman Gadol, sets it up from long before Sukkos, Va'ata Bein HaShmoshes, Einei Bedel Mimeno, V'yeshuvu Metzapim, Masai Tipol, person, he doesn't separate himself from the Noi Sukkah, and he's always waiting, when's it going to fall down? Avol ner ikar hak ta'asa hi ben ashmashis, v'dechiyo b'yadayin l'tzarech Shabbos, v'chomer tfei v'loy mahani b'etanai. Al-Kapanim Taisvi says the difference between Sukkah and Shabbos. By Sukkah, a person's yeshivu mitzapeh wants this decoration to fall down that he could use it. Mashaken on Shabbos, when he's lighting a candle, Taisvi says he's mekatzim yidaitim ben ashmashis, and therefore he can't make a tanai to be matirit on Shabbos. Other Rishonim hold that you could make a Tanai, Rif, Ran, Ramban, Rashba, and others, and this is actually brought as a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. Now, what's the Yisrael machlokes? So Rabbi Aaron Cutler, in Mishnah Rabbi Aaron, Shabbos Simen Tes Oy Zayin, says, this Shaila, this machlokes Rishonim, whether or not a Tanai helps by Muktzah Machmas Isser, it depends. Why do we say when something is Asr ben Ashmashes that it's Asr the whole Shabbos? Which is the concept of Migudis Katzoi ben Ashmashes is Katzoi l'kuli yayma. Why is that? Why just because something is Muktzah during ben Ashmashes b'knisas HaShabbos do we say that it remains Asr the whole Shabbos? So Rashi in Be'adav Chavav Medbei says the reason why when something is Muktzah ben Ashmashes he can't use it the whole Shabbos, he brings a pasuk. V'haya b'yayim HaShishi v'echinu Eis HaShar Yaviyu. We learn from that pasuk that something which is not mukhan from Friday is usur because of muktzah. So something which is usur to use ben ashmashes, for example, a candle that's burning, comes out that it wasn't available to use on Friday when Shabbos came in. So that's muktzah. And the Ritva and Sukkah Daf Mavav says the same thing. However, the Chida says that it's all toloi in knisas haShabbos. Something which is mutter when Shabbos enters, that kayach of heter stretches the whole Shabbos. And muktzah works the same way. Something which is muktzah when Shabbos enters, that haktzah stretches the whole Shabbos. The Aruch HaShulchan goes along the same lines, and he writes that Bein HaShmashes is the beginning of Shabbos, and his lashon is it's ikrei shel Shabbos. And he compares it to the kinyan shvisa when it comes to the halachas of Eruvin, of Tchumen. A person has to be kinyan shvisa in a certain space Bein HaShmashes, because that's the Ikroi Shel Shabbos. And Aaron Cutler wants to say that the Rishonim that hold that a Tanai helps for Muktzah Machmas Isser is because they hold that Bein HaShmashes causes a Hesach Hadas. Something which is not Roy Bein HaShmashes, a person is a Mesiach Das from that object. And therefore it's Pashit that a Tanai, that a person is Megala Daita, he says, I'm not being Mesiach Das from this Chefetz. Therefore, whenever this chefetz, let's discuss a candle, the fire goes out, he's allowed to use it. However, the Rishonim that hold that Tanai doesn't help is because they hold that Bein HaShmashes is Kaveh Din Muktzah. Let's say like the Lashon we mentioned before. That's Ikra Shel Shabbos. So it doesn't help if a person says, when this Muktzah goes away, or when this candle burns out, I want to be able to use this chefetz. It doesn't matter. Even when the Sibah Se'isr, which causes the Muktzah, is no longer valid, since what makes the muktzah, the whole Shabbos, is the fact that when Shabbos started, it stretches, and that's the ikar time of Shabbos, so it stretches across the whole Shabbos. Therefore, a Tanai is not going to help. Have a wonderful day.